flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Quite an answer from Cam Newton yesterday.
It is.
Would you trade your MVP for a Super Bowl?
So
No, I would not. He says.
He's like, what do you say? What's more important, impact or championships?
Yeah.
Like, wouldn't championships also be impact?
You would think.
And so I'm also not one to like completely dismiss the importance of individual awards. Mm-hmm. And like, everything, team. Like, yeah, that obviously very important. Because people would bring up, like, would you rather be Charles Barkley or friend of the show Robert Horry?
Mm-hmm.
Robert Horry's got, like, championship rings falling out of his pockets, but not a Hall of Famer. Charles Barkley, Hall of Famer, MVP, never won the title. If you're talking about that, I'd rather be Barkley. Mm-hmm. I'd rather be one of the 50 greatest players ever without a title than one of however many hundreds, thousands of players that have a title.
So Cam went on to make the point, and again, you can disagree with it if you want. Cam went on to make the point, you know, Brad Johnson has a Super Bowl. Trent Dilfer has a Super Bowl. And Basically, he's like, would I trade? I think the way he's looking at the argument.
There's less MVPs than Super Bowl champions.
Well, that's true, too. But he's also looking at it as, well, would I have to be a different, like, could I just be like some scrub winning a Super Bowl? Brad Johnson, Trent Dilfer, guys like this. Nick Foles, he brought up.
These guys.
If he jumped on that fumble, he could have had both.
This is also true.
These guys are just taking strays.
But so would you rather be Trent Dilfer or Cam Newton? I would rather be Cam.
Cam Newton.
Yeah. So but I if mean, it's when, like, when but you frame like, it that way, yeah. I get the point he's making.
But I don't think it was asked that way.
No.
Right. So basically, if he had the same career, and let's say that season was a 2015.
Yeah.
Let's say he was the runner-up for the MVP.
But you win the Super Bowl. That's also how I took it.
So
the question
if
being
that's
asked,
the question, I feel like the answer should be the Super Bowl. But if it's, you have Trent Dilfer's entire career, you're like, no, give me my career. I'll take my career without the championship. But if it's just an easy switch and all your stats are the same, everything's the same except you lost the vote that year. You know, it's like if, Josh Allen, let's say he never wins an MVP. He always comes up just short to Lamar or Mahomes, but he wins a title. I think he would take that versus the inverse.
100%. And so the only interesting thing to me that comes out of this, and you guys can jump in on it, 617-779-7937. We're comparing legacies and dynasties and championships and all these things we've been talking about for the last, few weeks now, and we'll continue to talk about with the Patriots and the Chiefs. Do we put too much of an emphasis on winning? Like we should put a large, heavy emphasis on the titles. But I've been saying all week, and I would say it with LeBron and Jordan, I would say it with the Patriots and the Chiefs, I don't think Mahomes has to get to 7 to be considered greater than Brady. He's got to get more than 4. But I don't think he has to get to 7. I don't think Reed has to catch Bill. I don't think the Chiefs have to catch the Patriots necessarily. in terms of six Super Bowls. I don't think you have to do that. It's not just purely about the rings. And if that's what Cam's getting at, fine. But I need to be in the club. Like, you, I need Cam Newton. If you really want to be considered an all-time great, you need to have won. And I still feel that way. Maybe at times in these debates, I've been guilty of, and we put too much of an emphasis on the hardware, the championship, the trophy. Maybe that's true, but you can't be Barkley. You can't be a guy who never won.
Yeah, I think for quarterback and for best player in the NBA, that's kind of it. I mean, maybe hockey. I don't know. If you have a really long career,
right? Like Connor McDavid never wins a cup.
Yeah, that's tough.
That gets held against him.
I mean, you only need one really in hockey, right?
That's like what I'm saying. Like, okay, I need you in the club.
Like baseball, I don't use it. I don't even look at it at all.
So
like, you can run into it. Like Mike Trout.
Well,
like,
that's a great example. Like Mike Trout, you're a Hall of Famer. You're one of the all time greats, even though you never won. I'm going to hold that against you on some level. I'll never consider you the greatest of all time.
I don't think you can have the impact that the other sports can.
But you need to be overwhelmingly great in baseball for me to be like, yeah, you're a Hall of Famer without the title. If you're just so great, you know, and you never won, I don't really want you in my Hall of Fame.
But so you wouldn't have Mike Trout in the Hall of Fame?
No. I'm saying you need to be that kind of player. You need to be overwhelmingly, like statistically, one of the greatest players of all time where I go, okay, you didn't win. But clearly you were just a monster.
I do think we've overall put more emphasis on it than maybe we should when it comes to football. So, for example, like there'll be people that might not even include like Dan Marino in like a top 10 list. Like, I never won a title. It's like, well, he's better than a lot of guys who did win titles.
But neither was him in the top five.
No, but I think that speaks to maybe, you know, Brady and Mahomes and like you're running out of space. Like a guy like Mahomes has leapfrogged a bunch of them.
Right, because if I'm not mistaken, we both have Elway 5. Ahead of Marino.
I think yeah.
I mean, that's
and
where
Peyton
I
Manning
that's
reluctantly
where I have
for, and then Elway.
Yeah, I think we have the same order. I think we go Brady,
Mahomes,
Montana, Manning, and I would go Elway 5.
I think I did have Elway 5.
Even over Marino. But Marino's
Sonny Jurgensen.
Marino's securely in the top 10.
Yeah.
To me.
No, but I also,
even though he never won, you have to put him somewhere high up there, but he's behind all those other guys who won multiple championships.
But I also think the way we have watched the Patriots over the last 20 years, it's that or nothing. And so if Josh Allen makes it to the conference championship game and loses, we're like, ah, that was a bad year. It's like, that was a pretty good year. They just didn't, you know, they lost to Mahomes. So I think sometimes it's not even hyping up the win as much as it's like ripping a non-title.
Right.
Like, oh, you didn't win a title that year? Like, you must have an awful year. It's like, oh, I had a pretty good year.
So that's worth filing away. Because when Cam frames it that way, yeah, what do I want, my career or Brad Johnson's career? My career or Trent Dilfer's career? Well, I agree with him on that.
But
I
took like a one-off season?
I took it the same way
title.
You did.
Yeah.
Would you swap your MVP in 2015 or whatever year it was when they went 15-1 and lost to the Broncos?
Yep.
Would I rather that MVP or the Super Bowl?
Yeah,
you'd change the stakes.
Bowl.
So do we put too much of an emphasis on that in these legacy debates? You can jump in. 617-779-7937. We can get back into the Bruins as well. Time to blow them up. Time to make a move. I think most of us agree on that. We'll get back to it next.
Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.